know, it's been a rocky year for everybody, and to get a win makes it a little bit better. But, you know, it was great for the community and great for the guys and the young guys in this locker room to get a win against a rival like Pittsburgh.
Do you feel, though, you know, talk about the personal recognition for you. If you played on a more successful team, maybe you would have more recognition than you do.
I mean, that's something you think about after the season, but I'm not about personal accolades. It's great, don't get me wrong. Put a lot of pride in what I do, passionate about what I do. I love what I do, and I love playing here in the city of Cleveland. But it's all about everybody in this locker room and the coaches. You know, it's a little bit better when you win games. And as you guys know, it's been some rocky years at times. But right now, we had a great week last week. Hopefully we can carry it over to Oakland and get another win and hopefully start a streak here.
Did you feel that was your best game of the year, personally?
No, I don't. I had a lot of things I could clean up, a lot of things that myself and Coach Bill talked about. From a stat standpoint, I thought we all played well in creating turnovers. Something we focus on every day, just a turnover circuit that we do. And it was actually good for – I was happy for the coaches for that to actually come to light. I'm sorry?
How's Carson Palmer changed?
He's still capable. He's still capable of making every throw on the field. He has a great arm. You know, it's a lot goes into a season – from a quarterback standpoint, a lot of his games he's been playing from behind, so it's forced them to do things that they don't want to do. In terms of you know, like the Cincinnati game, they jumped out on him pretty early, so they were forced to pass the ball a little bit more. But Carson Palmer, I played against him for many years over in Cincinnati. He's still willing and able to make those throws and be successful in his league.
Well, you think that the whole defense did in creating 8 turnovers kind of made your award? You know, I mean, not to take anything away what you did individually, but kind of made your award possible.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. It's a team sport. And with the guys we had coming back on the D-line, I mean, it makes my job a bit easy. It makes it, it's night and day with having Big Rube in front of me, Phil Taylor, and just the rotation that we have on our D-line. So all the credit goes to those guys. You know, some opportunities where, I had a PBU, could have got an interception to change the game. But, we all played well from a defensive standpoint. We finally finished that we've been talking about it all week long, and that's what I was most proud of.
What do you hope Sunday's win does for this team?
Just get that sense of urgency that we've tasted that win. We had a few days off, and just to be greedy about it. Be greedy about it. Go to Oakland. It's going to be a different week for a lot of guys, not being used to leaving on a Friday. So it's going to be some dynamic difference through the week, but hopefully it's a lot of carryover. We're able to create turnovers on the defense and score some points.
Well, the last two victories, there was a letdown. The next week, games were winnable. Mm-hmm. Have you sensed anything different this week practice?
No, this is the first day, so we're finally getting the install in, the game plan, how we want to attack Oakland. But we have to, all of us have to be mindful of, I go back to the start of the season. You know, we played well defensively, and then the next week and the week after, we didn't play so well. So this is another opportunity to show that we can carry over what we did the previous week over to Oakland. And, it's been talked about from everyone, from all the veterans, so hopefully we can get it done.
How many games do you guys really feel like you need to be able to finish like you did against Pittsburgh, maybe in a row, to completely lose that feeling that
it starts with Oakland. It starts with Oakland. That's the biggest test. No matter how well we played the previous week, to be successful in this league from an individual standpoint, as a team standpoint, you got to be consistent. And we're going to see come Sunday.
You sense this defense becoming something special in regards to that?
Yeah, it's just, throughout the course of a season, you lose guys, the injury, and now we're starting to get a bunch of guys back from injury. So, and we're playing well with the guys we have. Just got to finish up strong. Be mindful of, like I said earlier, being greedy about getting wins, finishing drives, and just having fun out there.
Well, you've talked about finishing, winning out. And you probably understand that there's some people out there that are kind of rolling their eyes when you say something like that. Can you say that last series? Let's talk a little bit about that.
There's no rule that says it can't be done. We worked hard. We We've been in a lot of ball games, tight ball games, where we've had the lead, and defensively we let a play or two get away from us and not be able to finish drives. I think it's been well documented that we haven't finished a ton of games. I think last week, you know, it let everyone know if we stay in tune to what we're doing, stay in tune to every snap, we can win some ball games and finish ball games on a defensive standpoint. But I think collectively, if we get the special team, the part of the special teams play and offense moving the ball and scoring some points, and defense just honing in on last week, get that feeling of that feeling after the locker room when you win. It feels good. It really does. And we can take hold of that, get greedy with it, go to Oakland, take care of business, and take one week at a time. I think everything else will play itself out.
I think McFadden practiced today. What kind of challenge does he bring if he plays?
Yeah, he's a bigger guy. Bigger guy. Usually you get bigger backs that's not as fast and as shifty as McFadden. He's an exception. He's a big guy. You give him any type of daylight, he's able to take it 90 yards. Wherever he is on the field, he has a chance to take it the distance. So we're mindful of that. Now they're just getting them back, and we're preparing for them. They have a lot of good skill guys on the outside. Haywood Bay, they use a ton of their backs. So we got our work cut out for us. Now that record isn't what they'd hope, but they're a good football team.
How different is your run defense? I remember talking to you after that Giants game when they had gassed you. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, it's back-to-back weeks under 70 yards.
Yeah, it's important, man. If we can stop the run and make an offense one-dimensional, I mean, it works to our favor. I think front seven, with the four guys we have up front, they're a tough matchup one-on-one. And when we stop the run, it lets those guys get after the pass a little bit. And I think it works to our favor.